My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, oftentimes I heard some comments after my Mass. Father was a great homily. Or hear nothing, probably because they don't understand or they don't like what they heard. What sort of preaching moves us or interests us or bores us or repels us? Normally, we are selective in what we want to hear. We only want pleasant, interesting, uplifting, or even flattering words. But there are times when we are caught listening to disturbing, irritating, challenging words, and our immediate reaction is flight. We heard so many things about John the Baptist in the past Advent season. Today, we go back to him preaching. John the Baptist preaching surely would have confronted and consoled many people. But we also imagine how many, especially the religious authorities, hated him for his scathing speeches, especially directed against them. But shouldn't we welcome any sort of preaching, whether it hurts or disturbs us, as long as in the end it changes us for the better? My dear brothers and sisters, selective listening offers no possibility for growth, because it does not welcome challenging and difficult words. But isn't it true that it is from the most painful experiences that we emerge into a better and a stronger person? And that is from the seemingly harsh words of our parents that we have become better people in turn. In the book of Samuel says at the prompting of Eli, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And in the gospel today, we heard that this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And you are my son, with you I am well pleased. Amen.